Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Whoa, what happened?
Oh, I hit a button here that it jumped.
What?
Hang on a second. I got to fire it back
wait,
up.
What happened?
I hit a wrong button.
Okay, all right.
Hang on one second. Let me fire it back up again. Okay. There we go.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
If you go to IKEA today, make sure you ask for a guy named Sean. He's just the best guy ever. You have no idea. I was so, like, you know how you get to the end of IKEA and you have to go to the area where you have to find everything off the shelves? And you're at the point where you can't find stuff and you're just ready to walk out?
It's just a warehouse.
Yeah, and you've spent 2 hours walking around the place, finding all the, taking pictures of all the aisles and where it can find it and all that stuff, and the system was down. And so, you just want to leave everything and just go, you know what? Forget it. Well, because of Sean, he saved the day.
Oh.
I love IKEA, Sean.
Good employee there, man.
He's my favorite guy on the planet. All right. Speaking of shopping and products and all that, the iPhone 16 comes out today.
That's today at
Glow Time. They're calling the party Glow Time, and it's the iPhone 16. It comes out at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It now has a, obviously more advanced camera, bigger screen, and then it happens to have in you don't have to download anymore ChatGPT. It has AI technology embedded in it.
No.
Yep, it sure does.
Oh, that's too scary for me.
Yep. So, again, it's the iPhone 16, and it comes out today. There's exciting news happening in Arvada, and that is that Brandon Kerr at Stone Cellar, it's a restaurant, Stone Cellar, his name is Brandon Kerr, he's the head chef there, and he is going to be on that Gordon Ramsay show.
Good
he's
for
been,
him.
He's been filming it for the last month. We don't know how, obviously, he has to keep it under wraps, how he finished, but it premieres September 26th, and they are going to have viewing parties at Stone Cellar.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea, right?
Yeah.
So it's their own personal chef, so make sure you watch it and know that Brandon Kerr is here locally from Arvada, from Stone Cellar. Okay, the other story is Kendrick Lamar is doing the halftime Super Bowl show. We're not sure. Has Drake made any comments about this?
I haven't seen anything from him, though.
If you don't know, Drake and Kendrick have been in a fight for, how long has this gone on?
It seems like forever, like the last year at least.
Yeah, at least, right? So I'm sure Drake is a little bent that Kendrick Lamar got picked to do the Super Bowl show. Now, we have theories, and our theory is that they picked Kendrick Lamar because they want Taylor to join him on that song she did, and that it's the easiest way to get her to do it without making it an entire Taylor show.
Right.
You know, it's like subtle, if you will, right? Here is the song that she's on.
What the deal, everybody? My name Kendrick Lamar, and I'll be performing at Super Bowl 59. Will you be pulling up? I hope so. You know it's only one opportunity to win a championship. No round twos. Let's get it. Boom! I won't want you to miss it. Meet me in New Orleans.
Football thing,
February 9th, 2025. Wear your best dress,
slingshot
too,
thing.
Even if you're watching from home. Let's go.
Yay!
That's what I'm talking about, man.
It does sound like a gun.
I know, it does. Do you have the song?
I do. I got a phone in it, though.
Right, okay.
All right, so here it is.
Hey, remember when you tried to write me off? Remember when you thought I'd take a loss? Don't you remember you thought that I would need you? Follow procedure. Remember, oh wait, you got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still love my life, I got money and power. And you gotta live with the bad blood now.
And don't know. It seems interesting.
Yeah, it does. Since she's the big draw of the NFL right now, maybe that's a way to get her to do Super Bowl. And without, like, I mean, maybe she'll just be on the big screen. You know, like a pre-recorded part of that.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a huge part.
Yeah, it's a big song. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, a lot of mixed feelings about him singing. Some people don't know who the hell he is. Some people are so excited. Some people are like, eh. Some people feel like they missed the boat on the big country draw that's going on right now. I know Friday that you, Carson, saw the hot guy.
Kane Brown.
Yeah, Kane Brown.
He puts on a great show.
Does he?
And it was like the that special effects. Yeah,
when he came down. Are you the one that showed that on video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty incredible.
The fireworks. And then, not to mention, he's really good live. I didn't know because it's a big stadium, you know, outdoors. I feel like the acoustics might have been off, but he, just like he sounds on radio, on all of his songs, like to a T.
And where was that?
Coors Field.
So they turned over that stadium three times over the weekend.
Yeah.
That seems impossible, doesn't it? Turned it over three times.
And we're talking major acts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The pressure. Good job, boys and girls. All right. Anyway. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I was disappointed. However, if you go to Jamie's Bravo Bunch, everybody loved it. Everybody is. It just came out. It's on Hulu. It's Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It's about these famous TikTok girls, Mom Talk. They are these like five or six famous girls that are on TikTok with millions of viewers, and they just do dances. They're stay-at-home moms, and all of a sudden, then one of the girls breaks away and says, "Hey, I just want you all to know that we swing," and it destroyed the group. It destroyed the group. It destroyed the... It destroyed Utah a little bit.
Marriages, everything.
Yeah.
I always thought swinging brought groups closer together.
Yeah, it was supposed to, right?
That's the way I always saw it. Yeah. I didn't realize it drove a wedge between you.
Yeah. It's funny because I knew somebody and he and I were, you know, whatever.
Swingers?
Well, no, I was not, but he...
I'll admit it. Come on. You're a White Rock person?
More like swinging curious, right?
Jamie White Rock.
No, I'm not swinging
curious.
No,
yeah.
No. Swinging curious.
No, this happened not too long ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, we're all at a casino, and Taya and I are with Taya's boyfriend's there, and then this person's there, and we're all just having a great time, and we're all just drinking, and we had that room that has a pool table in it at the Monarch. Really great room. Everything was fun. We were having a great time, and all of a sudden he's like hammered, and he goes, "Yeah, I left the Mormon church and now I'm a swinger." And we're like, what?
Did I hear you correctly? You said it wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, it was in June.
That's what you said. You said, hey.
It wasn't that schlong ago.
It wasn't that schlong ago.
It wasn't that schlong ago.
You did.
And then Taya looks at me. I look at Taya, and I go, "I have to go to the bathroom." And then Taya goes, "I'll go with you." We go into the bathroom. I go, "He's swinger. What the hell happened?" She goes, "I don't know. Those Mormon kids, once they leave the institution, they go nuts." It's like, how do you know that? She's like, "He just said he's a swinger." I'm like, "Should I still have sex with him?"
Wow.
It was bizarre. It was really bizarre. Because you just don't see that happening. You know?
No.
You
think
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, we had a really nice dinner at the at Monarch at the really fancy restaurant. Yeah. Everybody's well behaved, using the right silverware, you know, like all the right things.
Alcohol brings out the truth.
I just did not know why I needed to know that. Yeah. I was like, alrighty, man. Anyway, that was a day. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. So going back, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. You can check it out. It's on Hulu. And then you can comment on what you thought about it. Again, on Jamie's Bravo Bunch. Selena Gomez. I'm so happy for her. I don't know why, but I am. But she is now a billionaire. A bit with a B.
How?
She has makeup and
stuff.
Yeah,
it's her beauty line.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't realize what she had that made her a billionaire.
You need to, like, make some lipstick.
Yeah, I do. I do.
What's that joke about you put lipstick on it? What's that?
A pig.
Yeah, yep.
Can't put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
She appeared in a billionaire's index on Bloomberg for the first time with a value of $1.3 billion.
If I put out BJ lipstick, It'd sell.
Yeah, it would. It would sell.
Leave your mark. That's my trade.
Oh, I like the slogan.
Yeah, yeah, that's my slogan.
Leave your mark.
BJ Lipstick, leave your mark.
Yeah. Ooh, say it, all right, but say it like a radio guy.
BJ Lipstick, leave your mark.
You better trademark that
now. That was good.
Man, you could be the next billionaire.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look out, Selena, move over.
It, her wealth includes a stake in the beauty brand Rare Beauty, album sales, acting, and streaming deals. Yeah. So it says the analysts say music and touring were actually the smallest part of her overall value. She could increase her value and double her music earnings if she started to write more of her own songs. Right now she doesn't. But because she's dating, what's his name? The freaky looking guy that's really funny?
Benny Blanco.
Thank you. Maybe she'll be a collaborator in writing.
Yeah.
And then that'll bring
because
her
because he is a huge producer.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. All I can say is this. Justin Bieber's only worth $300 million. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, that's got to hurt.
Ha ha ha.
I'm with it.
I mean, you would hate it. If you and Lisa broke up and now she's worth $1 billion.
Sure would. Yeah, I'd hate it.
You're worth like, I don't know, 10,000?
Haley's only worth 20.
20 million?
Million.
Wow, that seems really low.
Yeah. It does, because she has a beauty brand, too.
Yeah. Oh.
She's so bitchy.
And you know it's getting to them even more because they're both, like, not getting any sleep because of the kiddo.
Exactly.
Oh, so they're agitated.
And remember he tried to come out with that clothing line that didn't really make it?
Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like smiley faces. Okay. It didn't really go that well.
They even did, they just did the last season, the NHL All-Star jerseys. Those were his fashion line.
Oh, that was? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then finally, does anybody else, I love Rihanna, love her, think she's talented, think she's amazing. Does anybody else want to put her on semi-glutide? Just a question. All right, there you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Monday. Man, it is shout out Monday, isn't it?
It is shout out Monday.
Man, you're talking about Sean over there at
Sean, IKEA, John and Gary from Buds.
Buds. Yeah. And then I just got a package here. 5280 Financial Group. The guy's name is Troy. Troy says, hey, BJ, you and Jamie, you fill my mornings every morning on the airwaves with laughter and knowledge daily. Knowledge?
Knowledge?
From this show?
That's strong.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And listening to you religiously, I understand you love ink pens. Well, here you go. My latest supply from 5280 Financial Group. Let us know if you need more. Consider me your go-to guy. Troy Bowen.
You got a pen guy?
Got a pen guy.
You got a pen guy. That's a big deal. I was looking for a woodpecker guy, but you got a pen guy.
Yeah, you got a pecker guy. I got a pen guy.
That is awesome.
Woo, we're covered. No, thanks for the pens.
Yeah,
I
that
really
was nice. Except for I will have to tell you, Troy, you sent it in the iPhone box, and BJ was very excited that it was going to be a new iPhone, and then I thought it was going to be a bomb, and so I stayed outside of the studio while he opened it with Wanda, and we waited for the boom, but there was no boom.
Yeah, it was rattling.
Boom. Yeah.
There was no boom. There was no iPhone. So, Troy, here's the deal. iPhone 16 comes out today. You're 5280 Financial Group. I know you can swing it. I know you can. Financial Group.
Yeah, right?
We'll be right back.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
We can break it in if you know what I mean. What are we breaking in?
What, and why is my mic not on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh my God.
What?
You are
we
just...
can break it in if you know what
so
I mean.
So I say to BJ, all right, listen. What? He was talking, not you, I'm talking to them.
Oh.
So BJ said, I was giving him crap off the air because he said he watched 25, 28 hours of football over the weekend. And he was the only parent in charge of the child. And I was kind of giving him some flack for that. Because you only have one chance to teach your kids everything that you can. And they should explore and all that stuff. And I said, to make up for you spending so much time in front of your TV, why don't you book a... I feel like they're really incredible. They're little cabins in Estes Park. Well, they're right in Rocky Mountain National Park, but they're like right outside of Estes Park. They're cabins from the YMCA. And they're so cute, and you can do all these different activities. And right now, all the elk are bugling. And then BJ says, I only like the saxophone.
Come on. Well, I prefer the saxophone. You know, if an elk's going to impress me, a bugle's fine. But guess what?
I'm like,
saxophone, now you're blowing me away. if you're an elk, okay?
So bring it. I set this whole thing up, you guys. I'm like, I'm gonna send you the link. I want you to book it for this weekend. It's going to be fabulous. You guys go to Estes Park. There's like a candy store, ice cream store. I can't really remember. And the bugles, I mean, the elk are out. And it's just, it's such a, like, I don't know. You just get one with nature. It's a really amazing place. And he literally shut me down with a saxophone. And I'm done. And I'm just done.
Now, look, I've never been to Estes Park.
What?
Ever.
What?
Nope. How?
Never. How?
Yeah.
It's staying little. That's how you do
how
it.
How do you even have Colorado license plate and you've never been to Estes Park?
No, I've been here 20 years. I still have Florida license plate.
Have you ever been to the Stanley?
I've never been. Now, I'm not saying this in a proud way, okay? I'm not saying it at all. I'm open to going. It's just for some reason we've never made that trip.
You got to.
Up there. Now, I've been all over the state, all the way to Durango, Telluride, everywhere. I've just never been to Estes Park.
That's a go-to place, man.
I know, and I hear it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous, and do it before the you know, everything changes. Yep. And maybe, I don't know when the fall leaves start, but maybe next weekend you might see some fall leaves. Aren't you into bird watching now?
Bird watching. I get to see a few elk, you know, playing their greatest hits up there on a bugle. But I've just never been. But I think there are a lot of people, and we talk about this often.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people in Colorado that have not done blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've never been skiing, but I'm born and raised in Colorado. We get that all the
time. Have you ever been whitewater rafting here?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. I've gone by there before and waved, you know.
There's a lot of them around.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen the establishments. Okay.
Establishment.
And I've seen the buses when you go up I-70.
Yeah.
Loaded down with people, you know, making a lot of noise.
No, I've been tubing, but I've never been whitewater either.
No?
Uh-uh.
All right, so there you go.
Okay.
And you're a Colorado kid, right?
Colorado native.
Colorado, born and raised.
But he's also never gone snowboarding or skiing.
No. I went snowboarding when I was younger.
Yeah, one time.
I don't do it now.
Yeah. I went one time, and I'm from Colorado, too.
One time.
Yeah, one time.
Done. Have you ever owned a ski pass?
No.
What?
Why would I own a ski pass? There's $700+. Yeah, I've only been once.
Carson, have you ever owned a ski pass?
No, I've never owned a ski pass, like the Icon or anything like that.
Skiing's a country club sport, man. That's way out of my tech.
Country club sport?
No, you can actually, you know what? I know that you can buy the split skis or whatever, and you can actually hike up and do it for free.
But then I got to drive up there and
see, it's
hike
not
up about, a mountain just it, to ski down it.
It's not the price, is it?
That's the way I feel about those bugling elves.
You know, the only thing that I have not
I
done
drive up there.
That I don't get, the one thing that I have not done here that I absolutely do not get and have no desire to do is snowshoeing. That looks like no fun at all to me.
Does anybody do it anymore unless you live up there?
I think there's a lot of people that actually do it.
A lot of people love to do it.
I've never heard of a person actually leaving Denver Metro and packing their snowshoes.
My son's done it.
Going up there.
My son's done it.
Really?
He's like, Mom, it's amazing. Yeah, right.
I just assume snowshoes are for people that live up there.
No, they drive up there to go snowshoeing.
Really?
There's a lot of dumb people here. One of them's my son.
All right, we got to get out of here, man. It is a Monday. Broncos lose yesterday. Colorado lost over the weekend. CSU won.
Yep.
That's the good news. Mm-hmm. What else? That's about it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Going to be 85 for a high today, so summer's not over just yet. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day today and enjoy. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.